And Trevor, hey, I know the Lakers didn't love the first half, but that game, the Lakers' second half was great. It was back and forth, but I want to talk about the first half and Nikola Jokic. They had no answer for him. At times, he was toying with them. What are they going to have to do better to slow him down in the first half?
Well, first of all, they're going to have to not start three point guards on the floor together at the same time. That it blew my mind that they made that decision to go with the same lineup they used to beat an undersized Warriors team they put out on the floor against a supersized Nuggets team. You had D'Angelo Russell, you had, of course, Austin Reeves and Dennis Schroeder all on the floor at the same time, and the Lakers just couldn't get a rebound to save their lives. So Nikola Jokic, I think he had 12 rebounds in the first quarter alone. He is absolutely phenomenal, by the way. Just an incredible player, obviously, but my goodness, the Lakers certainly didn't do themselves any favors by trying to go undersized against that man.
So is there one matchup particularly that needs, or one player should go against him, or is it a group effort? Because they also got Jamal Murray, who had a pretty decent game.
Yeah, I think it's got to be a group effort. And so what they're going to do, what we've heard, is they're probably going to put Rui Hachimura into the starting lineup for one of the guards. And Rui, he's not a center, but he's 6'8", he's got a 7'2 wingspan, has some size to him. And so they're going to ask Rui to defend Jokic a little bit one-on-one. They'll probably send an extra player over with Anthony Davis and let him cover a little bit of the floor as well. But the reality is that you're not stopping Nikola Jokic. You're not even slowing him down with just any one player. You're going to have to send a lot of different looks at him. You're going to have to send some double teams, sometimes not, try to keep him off balance and just give him a lot of different looks out there while, as you said, doing what you can to cover the rest of the team. Because the reality is the Denver Nuggets, they've got three players in their starting lineup that shoot better than 40% from three, with Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. This is an incredibly balanced and just very, very good team. And so it's a tall order for the Lakers to deal with Jokic plus all that shooting around him. And, of course, we know how creative Jamal Murray can be. So it's not an easy task in front of the Lakers, that's for sure. But they're hoping that if they play a little bit bigger, that that's going to allow them to at least be a bit better on the boards and hopefully a bit better overall in terms of trying to stop the Denver Nuggets from just looking like they're getting any shot that they want. And even when they did miss, they were getting offensive rebounds.
What's crazy, if you go back and revisit the 2014 draft, Jokic went 41st that year. And you know what? Hey, we've seen some second-rounders come in and be very good. But, like, this guy right now, it was interesting watching the broadcast. Nobody really has a comparable to what he can do. Now, the game has changed and evolved, and, you know, big men now do a lot of things that big men were never asked to do in previous generations, so I understand it. But, Matt, watching that game one, I was almost, in the first half especially, and I thought they did a better job and, you know, made some changes in the second half, but it was almost too late, really. Just his ability to shoot, the three-pointer he shot blew my mind. It was looking like he was Steph Curry on a fadeaway, Trevor, from way outside. But it's his passing, and you just don't see that a lot, right? Guys who can pass that effectively. He's like, he's got point guard hands in a center's body.
Yeah, he is absolutely phenomenal when it comes to his passing, his vision. Everything he does is just so, so skilled. I mean, he's not the fastest player. He's not the most explosive player, but he brings so much skill. Everything that he does out there, it's absolutely incredible. You're right, he has the ability to shoot the three. He can do just about anything out there on the basketball floor. He is 100% just an amazing, amazing player. And he's a challenge for anybody to have to deal with right now. It's a tough, even with Anthony Davis, who I think has been the best defender in the playoffs. It's tough to try to do anything against Jokic. He's tremendous, and he's probably the best second-round pick we've ever seen. I mean, now multi-time MVP. It's incredible seeing him kind of work out there.
Are you surprised at how much faith the team and LeBron James showed in Austin Reeves?
How much faith they've got in him? No, I mean, this is back when Austin was a rookie. So last season, there was word coming out that LeBron was the one that was really pushing for Austin to get a full roster spot and not be on a two-way deal. He was on a two-way deal for like 6 weeks, and then LeBron said, nope, this guy's too good. We need him to actually be, you know, in the rotation, give him a full roster spot. And the Lakers agreed and went ahead and did that. I know LeBron has a ton of faith in Austin Reeves. The story that I heard from Austin's side of things was that Austin was debating whether or not to participate in Summer League this last year. And LeBron said, no, don't do that. Come train with me during the summer. I want you working on your with me, and kind of took him under his wing. So I know LeBron has a ton of faith in Austin Reeves. The Lakers do too. He's an undrafted player, but they think they've really found something here with him. And he's been great. He's been fantastic all season. So efficient scoring the basketball, his ability to get to the free throw line, shoot the three. So versatile out there on the floor. He's been an incredible find for an undrafted player. And the Lakers, he hasn't given the Lakers any reason to not trust in him and believe in him.
Breaking down game two tonight of the Lakers and Nuggets series. Trevor Lane joins us. And Trevor, obviously it'd be a huge win for the Lakers because Denver hasn't lost a game at home in the playoffs. You know, they're obviously the best home team all regular season. You know, Jokic, as good as he was, like Anthony Davis had 40 points and 10 rebounds and not really even talked about a whole bunch. But, you know, I don't know if they can get more from him. So is it like D'Angelo Russell, Schroeder? It's, they really need more scoring from their guards. Can they get it?
Yeah, I mean, you got it from Austin, who had 23, but D'Angelo Russell didn't have a good game. The Nuggets were very proud of that after game one. And then and Dennis Schroeder didn't really give you much. You know, he, I'm going to say he chipped in 6 points, something like that. And that's just not enough. You do need a bit more scoring there. You look at the stat lines, you can argue. The Lakers shot like 46%, 47%. The Nuggets are a better shooting team than the Lakers, but neither team is quite that good shooting the deep ball. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in tonight's game if neither team is